two Eskom load shedding kind of court cases relating to each other we're going to have a look at now. The first one is Machila Koko is appearing in court, and then also the load shedding case brought by the UDM and others, where they are asking, well, actually they've changed what they're asking the court to actually do here. As Khamotso Modise told us yesterday, they have asked to change the prayer for what they want in court. So let's check in with her exactly what's happening there. Khamotso Modise, EWN reporter. Khamotso, we spoke yesterday about the fact that the UDM and the other applicants here had actually changed what they wanted the court to do. They weren't successful with that request, right?
Good afternoon, Mandy. Yes, so they weren't successful yesterday, and the court had said this was because it would cause further delays in the matter. And what they were asking for essentially is that in addition to their plea for the court to compel government to provide these generators and solar panels, they should make sure that government is compelled to do it within 60 days. But the court then said this would be an extension to the matter, as government's lawyers needed time to respond and prepare to this new prayer that they were bringing. And so that didn't happen. Today, however, we saw the arguments being wrapped up, and it was responses from both the UDM's lawyers and Action SA's lawyers, and they were really just responding to what government had argued on. We saw Advocate Dyke today speaking about how government's plan has no commitment to an achievable possible outcome, but also it's got no proper measurables, which means that if the court does not grant the UDM the relief that they're seeking, then it means government will just continue with this energy action plan that doesn't really have or doesn't have proper timelines according to the UDM. We also heard how, Dyke called this a humanitarian crisis, saying that, there are, this carries with it human costs, in that people are dying in hospitals that don't have generators. And so she was saying every day that we leave the situation as it is with the hope that government will, effect this plan, the human cost increases, more lives are lost. Mm-hmm. And so that matter now has been completed and judgment has been reserved.
Okay, so judgment's been reserved there. I did see in some of your reports saying that the former Eskom acting CEO, Machila Koko, was actually in court attending the UDM's case against government and President Cyril Ramaphosa, but he himself is today actually appearing in court as an accused in the Middelburg Magistrates Court as well.
That's right, that's right. So I do believe that he is in court. I have, however, been trying to get a hold of officials and just to find out what's happening or what's happened today. We did hear from the ID and the NPA that this was going to be postponed. Koko himself also said yesterday that he is expecting a postponement, but he did say that he'd be very angry if that was the case. And basically he's saying that he hasn't been given a docket yet, and so he doesn't really know what the charges that he's facing are about. He says he doesn't have the details required in order to build a proper case. We do know that he's facing charges of fraud, corruption, and money laundering alongside his wife and two stepdaughters. But he says the NPA has not served him with, or at least his lawyers, with the documents necessary in order for him to familiarize himself with the cases or the charges that he faces. And so today we are expecting a postponement in that matter in the run-up to a trial that we're expecting to see soon.
Khamotso, thank you very much. Khamotso Modise, EWN reporter. Two court cases there. Judgment reserved in this case that has been brought by the UDM and other parties as well relating to load shedding. And then the former Eskom acting CEO, Machila Koko, due in the Middelburg Magistrates Court today.